Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. Well, back to Wisconsin, Tom Tiffany. This is the guy, the only member of the Wisconsin delegation who voted against condemning QAnon. The only one. Gallagher of Green Bay abstained. I don't know what it is about these guys. They think that what? Their constituents, because they're in northern Wisconsin, like QAnon, are they crazy? I have relatives in Hayward, relatives in Whiskey Rappers, a lot of friends up in Superior. Nobody likes QAnon. Tom Tiffany voted against condemning QAnon. Well, now he really outdid himself. He misrepresented COVID. He said publicly that young people are not susceptible to it. That's false. There are young people that have died of it. Young kids have died of it. Teenagers have died of it. People in their 20s have died of it. Not only that, some have needed double lung transplants. There's one patient needed double lung transplant and a kidney transplant. There was a guy who worked at the White House who had his leg amputated below the knee. I didn't know that that could happen with it, but in a rare case, it can. And what Tiffany said, and of course, he would love the Republican attack on the mask mandate. He even, it was reported, advised his three daughters not to get the vaccine, to hold off getting the vaccine. His daughters are 22, 21, and 17. Now, what would induce a guy to jeopardize his family's health? What would induce a guy to say something like this? He's got to know. He's listened to Dr. Fauci. He's listened to experts all around the country. He's in Congress. He knows that being hit by COVID can occur even if you're young. It may be true that if you're young, you may be less likely to get it in a way that needs you to go on a ventilator or die, but some do. Some do. But so what? Should you then get it and spread it? Get it and spread it? And why would you advise your own family, your daughters, three daughters, not to get the vaccine? You know it's effective. It's over 90% effective. Everybody's getting it. Everybody's trying hard to get it. There are people that drive from Milwaukee to Oshkosh or Green Bay to get it. Now there's more vaccine. Effective Monday, everybody over 16 can get vaccinated. People are dying to get vaccinated. Some people fly to Florida where they have a summer home or a winter home to get vaccinated, or they fly from Florida back to the Midwest to get vaccinated. Why would you say these things? Why would you say these things? Robin Voss is very similar, fighting to get rid of the mask mandate. The Republicans on the Supreme Court are very similar, throwing the mask mandate out is unlawful. Unlawful. Exposing teenage high school clerks, young people, minimum wage, in remote stores, cafes, restaurant, coffee shops. Some bully walks in without a mask. They say, sir, management requires a mask or you have to leave, and they slap them, or they laugh at him, or they curse at him, or they just sit down and don't say anything. Why would you expose people like that? Why wouldn't you put the authority of the state behind it? This is very wrong. Very, very wrong what Tiffany did. Very, very wrong what Robin Voss did. Very wrong what the Supreme Court did. Some early development in the race for the Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate against Ron Johnson if he runs again. Tom Nelson, the Outagamie County executive, put out a poll that he had taken. It showed Nelson leading Ron Johnson 48% to 44%. That's kind of an amazing development. There are a couple of other candidates running are quite good, and there are a couple of others who are thinking of it are quite good. This is sort of reading tea leaves, you know what, 18 months out. It's not necessarily conclusive one way or the other. Tom Nelson, I know Tom Nelson, good guy, but I don't think he's a household name statewide. Ron Johnson, by the way, has the least name recognition statewide, I think, of certainly any other statewide official in this state, and maybe any senator in the country. It's only around 69%. 31% don't know who Ron Johnson is. He has lain in the weeds. Occasionally he pops up to say something, like the people that murdered the Capitol Police in the insurrection on January 6th, poke their eyes out, hit them over the head with a lead pipe to brain damage them and stab them with a pole. Actually loved the Capitol Police. The bad people of Black Lives Matter who weren't there. And Ron Johnson thinks they would be bad, but the insurrection is good. This is the kind of stupid stuff he says. He also says that he doesn't trust the CIA and the FBI, even though they reported to him when he was chairman of the subcommittee on Homeland Security in the Senate. He says stuff like that. Somehow 31% of the people in the state never heard of him. But Nelson against Johnson. Nelson against Johnson, 48% Tom Nelson, 44% Ron Johnson. That can change, you know, the margins of error. There are other candidates. It's a tea leaf. It's a little tea leaf in the wind, to mix a metaphor. But there you go. I don't think that Ron Johnson is a shoe-in by any means, and he may not run. Because if he runs, he knows it's going to be an ugly campaign. He's going to run a super negative campaign. And all the Democrat has to do is tell the truth about what John, in fact, put on Ron Johnson's own words in the quotations from him, the audio. And he'll say it's negative. Reminds me of Harry Truman. Somebody came up to Harry Truman and said, Harry, you got to stop giving the Republicans hell. Harry said, I just tell the truth and they think it's hell. And that's what's going to go on with Ron Johnson. Another development. Matt Gaetz has shut his mouth off for a couple of years now, sucking up to Trump, attacking Liz Cheney, the number three in the Republican caucus, for voting to impeach Donald Trump, going out to Wyoming to actually organize against her, lead a protest against her. Said the most vicious, despicable things. He broke into a secure conference room in the Capitol where the Intelligence Committee was going over top secret Ukraine documents in conjunction with the Ukraine hearing against Trump. And he breaks in with a bunch of his thugs and they have cell phones and they're waving them around, photographing, violation of federal law. Well, he now, it has been reported in the New York Times, is under investigation for child sex trafficking, as I said yesterday. And they asked Kevin McCarthy, will you remove him from the Judiciary Committee, because the Judiciary Committee oversees federal judges and the Department of Justice, who are exactly the people investigating him. And I was surprised. For the first time, McCarthy said, well, if these allegations prove to be true, we absolutely will. And he backed away from them. Everybody is backing away from him. The only one who is not backing away from him is Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. He's a real piece of work, real piece of work. Don't let me start on him. But everybody else looks on him as a pariah. I think Matt Gaetz is toast. And that is a good thing to see. And it's about time we got rid of some of the real nutty ones in the Republican caucus. Coming to the end of the show, Matt Flynn Direct, back tomorrow. Same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct signing off. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again.